When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of The Wanderer was produced on the stolen lands of the Massachusetts and Catawba peoples. If you enjoy today's episode, consider joining us in making a donation to Land is Life, an Indigenous-led nonprofit working to support the rights, self-determination, and participation in policymaking of Indigenous people all around the world. You can make a donation today by visiting landislife.org/donate or by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you. The Wanderer is made possible by the generous support of all our incredible patrons. I heard a rumor that the brave knight Haley Casey found the sword in the lake that they needed to fulfill their destiny. And Friar James Oliva was out picking mushrooms for his frequent church potluck suppers, though I think he may have picked some of the psychedelics on accident. Thank you to all these wonderful patrons, as well as Charles Gustine, Jeff Van Driesen, Kristen Tallis, and Morgan Ainsley. If you'd like to help support independent storytelling and hear your name before each episode, visit patreon.com/pondersproductions and join us today. There are few things more beautiful than the forest at the very moment when morning begins. Andrew is one of them. I'm pressed to think of any others. After the darkness comes a short window of gray. The time when the fairies coat the leaves with their morning dew. The perfect time to stretch, to wash the face, to warm up some water for the morning cup on the dwindling flames of last night's fire. You couldn't speak above a hushed tone if you tried. And then, the magic. The first beams of light trace over the edge of the horizon, just dipping the tip tops of every tree in an orange glow. Slowly the light drips down from the canopy to the floor below, blessing everything it touches with the promise of being. The air, having had all night to lie still, is crisp and fresh, like a glass of clean water for the lungs. The forest takes in a deep breath as if to say, "Let the wander begin." But of course, that's also the downside of the morning. Well, not a downside of the morning as much as it is a downside of me. Morning is always the first trial. When you wander, you move with the sun and the rhythm of the forest, none of which is under your control or works with whatever schedule your mind has decided to keep. There's only a small window after the first moments of morning where the forest will let you in. Sometimes it's a whole minute, other times it's mere seconds. But if you miss it, you'll spend the day right where the last wander left you. I'm ashamed to say that I've spent more than one night in the exact same spot. Not because I'm not good at catching the wander, but It always starts the same way. You've been on a streak. Maybe you've wandered every day for a week. And then one morning, you miss it. Not for any reason in particular. It's not a matter of skill or timing or listening more carefully. You just miss it. And that's that. It wasn't actually a failure, but now you have nothing but time. Time and a mind that won't stop thinking about it as if it was a failure. So you spend the day tending to the fire and your doubts. But before you sleep, you tell yourself it'll be different in the morning. You'll catch it this time. But those gray moments before the sunrise turn against you. As the rest of the forest begins to stretch out, your mind turns in on itself.
Alone, 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 alone. What if you just can't catch the wander here? What if you're never able to catch the wander again? You're stuck beneath this tree, alone for the rest of your miserable life. Alone, alone, alone.
We'll get back to him. The point is the moment of doubt. Not even morning's first light and its promise of being can clear it up. You go to catch the wander and miss. Again. Day two under the same tree, with only a little of the wood you've collected on your last wander to carry you through. And now you're not sure how long you'll be stuck here. So you don't eat. You don't drink. You can't waste the resources the forest gives you, and you can't take what the forest does not offer on the wander. To do so is to cut. A fate worse than being stuck. And so you wait. At night, your mind turns and turns. Your stomach is hollow. The perfect echo chamber for your anxieties. Eventually you do fall asleep, but when the gray comes again in the morning,
sleep, 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 sleep. Is it even worth trying? Are you even worth it? What makes you think he wants you to find him? Sleep, 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 sleep.
This goes on for a few days, sometimes a week, never in any sort of recognizable pattern. Until one morning, you wake up and, before you even realize what has happened, you're in the wander again, moving through the forest like you never stopped.
Sunset. How many more have you got left? What if tomorrow you lose the wander? What if you're not actually getting any closer? What if the forest never brings you to him? What if you've just been damned to do this forever? Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset.
I've told you that the forest gives all who wander challenges to face. This is not one of them. This is my own challenge. My own mind turned against itself. My doubt. My anxiety. I know that everyone has their own devil, but there's something special about mine. Not unique, but special. I did something. Something I daren't speak of. I made a mistake.
And that voice bowed down to the pool that forms from the carcass of a mistake and drank. Drank until it was as powerful and as full as the rest of my mind. Drank until I couldn't go a day without hearing it. As best I can tell, this isn't the way a mind is supposed to work. He is a problem, an illness. But alas, one my magic seems to be powerless to heal. When I need to stem a body's bleeding or set a bone, I pull out my guitar and blend my song with its vibrations into healing bands that bind and make whole. I tried once. I had to make a song from scratch. I found it soothing, like a cool, damp cloth on a burn, but no healing. Not yet. I hope that maybe someday, when I'm done wandering, once I've found Andrew and we've gotten out of this forest, maybe that will be the thing that will finally drain his power. Or maybe I'll need to go in search of someone who can teach me a new song. To be honest, I try not to think too hard about what that's going to look like. He's an illness, a problem, but a problem I can live with. I can get from day to day, and he only sometimes hinders my wandering. So long as I live with that mistake, I live with my devil. Always a reminder of what I've done and who I've lost. Sometimes I think even after I'm not living with that mistake, he'll still be there. And so most of my day is spent hoping he doesn't come around. Or at least hoping I can fend him off when he does.
Fend. Do you think you can fend me off? I am always here, always by your side, till the bitter end. Fend.
I try not to think on it too much, and I try not to speak out loud to you. Would you please return to my mind?
Mind. Isn't this all just in your mind? Isn't the shadow just a series of shadows you perceive? Isn't my voice just a thing you hear? Are you even here, or are you all just in your mind?
Ah, you've gone metaphysical. You haven't actually got any grip on me. That's always your last-ditch resort, and the easiest to get by.
Last. How long do you think this little streak of yours will last? It's been a couple of good days now. Can't you feel that pendulum on the edge of its swing? Just about to break and send you sailing right back into my arms. Like last time. The time before that. The time before that.
No. Not today. Not this morning. I slept well. I can feel the forest ready to take its first breath. Catch it today. And there is nothing you can say that will hold me back.
And sometimes that's it. Sometimes I stand my ground and he disappears without a fight. I've gotten better at dealing with the devil in the morning. There are little things I can do so long as it's not one of those days where I just miss the wander that let me hold him back. I'm better off if I start my morning with a couple sips of cool water. I'm better off if I can eat a small nibble and stretch out my limbs. And most of all, I'm better off if I can see all of my goals ahead of me, if I can think about the process. Water, food, stretch, breathe.
prepare. Listen, catch the wander. Wander, wander, wander. Find the place where the forest wants me to rest. Eat the food the forest has given to me. Build a fire with the kindling I've collected. Sing myself to sleep. Wake up, repeat. Water, food, stretch, breathe. Listen, wander, rest, wake up. Water, food, stretch, breathe. Wander, rest, wake up. Water, food, stretch, breathe. Wander, rest, wake, wander, wake, wander, wake, wander, and eventually, Andrew. Like a song all its own, I see the path before me, and I see what lies at the end. If I can focus on that, if I can hold on to that, the devil tends to be manageable. Of course, the forest doesn't let you stick to such a song. It wants to throw in its own verse, and the devil feeds off that in turn. But the morning isn't the forest's challenge. It's mine. You start with your own breathing. Match the rhythm of the breeze that carves the canopy, the birds and bugs chirping in set intervals. Feel the subtle pulse rising up from the ground beneath you. To wander is to dance with the forest. But the forest isn't just the partner. She's the music, the style. She's the rhythm. She's the set of ancient steps and movements that have been passed down from one dancer to another. She teaches you to dance the dance she invented to the music she's singing in a tonal system she thought up one night as it pleased her. You breathe, and you listen, and you wait for your place, your first step, the call to
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Guide our lives to peace. Morning glory, sparrow singing true. Morning glory, show us what to do. Crisp and sweet. night's defeat. Morning glory, teach us to forgive. Morning glory, guide us how to live. Morning glory, sparrow singing true. Morning glory, show us what to do. Morning glory, painter of the east. Morning glory, guide our lives to peace. Guide our lives to peace.
The voice of the wanderer is T.H. Ponders. The voice of the forest is Jeanette Berry. The wanderer is written and sound designed by T.H. Ponders. Produced by Jordan Stillman. Show art and design is by V. Silverman. Additional art by Olivia Lee. Transcripts and full credits for each episode are available at callofthewander.com. Ad sales and marketing support by Fable and Folly. If you're interested in advertising with us, please email contact@callofthewander.com. Our special thanks goes out to Sean Howard, Russ Moore, Christina Orlando, Elka Carl, Jeff Van Driesen, and Chad Ellis. If you'd like to help us make more episodes of The Wanderer and support independent storytelling, head on over to patreon.com/pondersproductions today. You'll get to hear each episode a week early, get bonus episodes and features, and when we reach 50 patrons, which we're really close to, we're going to create a patron-only Discord. You get all of that for as little as $1 a month. But trust us when we say that dollar isn't little to us. With that dollar, you're telling us, and the world, that you love The Wanderer and you support independent storytelling. Again, head over to patreon.com/pondersproductions to make a donation today. And don't forget to sign up for our mailing list. Not only will you never miss an episode again, but each month Ponders gives you a peek behind the curtains to explore the ideas, stories, and experiences that went into The Wanderer. You can sign up today at callofthewander.com/newsletter or check out the link in the show notes. Lauren says the thing that's giving her hope right now has been her sister, who she has developed an even deeper friendship with over the last year. And Jeff says it's his daughter's curiosity and bright approach to the world. We want to hear what's giving you hope right now. Head on over to Apple Podcasts or Podchaser and leave us a review. Tell us what gives you hope, and we may just read it out on the show. Please stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuggett here. You know, rumor was Spaceship Oz-9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since, you know, we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the four sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz-9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Aren't they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today.
Well, however this all plays out, if you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid, you can follow the Oz-9's adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I gotta trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.